G'day, it's Ben Collins here, and I'm at an organic farm just outside of Broome, and I'm here to find out about the latest techniques scientists are using to research migratory wader birds. Seems like an unlikely location. Let's go and see what they're up to.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, this is Jim, my guy. This is the hunter from China.
So you're after the bamboo? Well,
this is hump bamboo.
Hump.
Yeah, hump bamboo. You like that one? I'll have to get a saw, hey?
Good. Right size? We're constructing what's known as a clap net. And we're out at the Howard's place, out at 12 Mile, collecting some bamboo. And Jinwei Go, the expert bird trapper from Chongmingdongtan near Shanghai, is with us. And basically, he's here to help us catch birds, but particularly to train me in this technique.
Chris, when did you first meet Jinwei Go?
There's an island just off Shanghai called Chongmingdongtan, and we work together over there. They catch up to 7,000 birds a year, and there's two hunters, and Jinwei Go's catching half of them. And when I say hunters, they're former hunters, and they're now employed by the research station, and they catch birds purely for the research purposes.
Should we check out those whistles? Describe the whistle for people who can't see it.
It's handmade from a small piece of bamboo, and he slots in a little metal, it's about 1 centimetre by 1 centimetre piece of metal, makes it all himself. And he just flashes his eyes into the sky, sees the birds, hears them, and immediately starts interpreting their call. And that's what's so successful in Chongmingdongtan. That brings the birds down to the catching area.
Now, Wayne, you're the bamboo farmer here, and you've just been given one of these whistles. We've heard it in the hands of an expert. Do you want to give it a go here?
I couldn't do any of the things he does with it.
I don't know what it is, but it's not a bad sound.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
That's a new species, I think. It sounds all right.
The wine bird.
Jim Wago did an example of a couple of species yesterday in front of the group. I think there's 23 of us there. And he did these calls, and people just spontaneously burst into applause. It was just brilliant. They just were like, oh, man, that is perfect. That's note perfect.
Jim Wago's cut half a dozen lengths of bamboo. Do you know what the plan is for these?
These are going to be the base of the clap net. It's a net. It's very, very simple. He has a wire, and he waits until the birds are just in front of the net or just flying into the net, and then you pull, and you pull on this one, which comes like that, which just flicks the net over. It's incredibly simple but incredibly effective. And the best thing about it is Jinwei Go can pull the net, and if it goes brilliantly, he can catch 30 birds. But if he catch one bird, it doesn't matter. He can reset the net in about 45 seconds. Now, if anybody's been out cannon netting with us, they know that we fire a net. If we catch one bird, it takes us 2 hours to reset the net, not 45 seconds. So it's a wonderful method.
How old do you think this sort of technology is?
Certainly been around generations. I mean, the birds will have been migrating through China for millennia. I guess they would have been a food source for many years. So I would have said hundreds or even thousands of years.